This is the Podcast One Sportsman, brought to you by the worldwide reach of the Associated Press Sports Department.
The Vikings keep their playoff hopes alive with a win over the Packers on Sunday Night Football. Minnesota QB Kirk Cousins had a strong night, and tight end Kyle Rudolph said it was nice to see him bounce back after a rough outing last week against the Bears.
I think it meant a lot to Kirk. I think it meant a lot to this team. Our backs are against the walls. We couldn't afford to drop one at home to a division opponent.
Meanwhile, Packers QB Aaron Rodgers says they know they have a deep hole to climb out of if they want to make the postseason.
Record-wise, we're going to need some help from some teams, and then we got to take care of our own business.
Elsewhere in the NFL, Chargers running back Melvin Gordon has an MCL injury to his right leg. He'll be reevaluated today. Also on the Chargers, Philip Rivers ties Dolphins quarterback Ryan Tannehill's mark of 25 straight completions. And in the CFL, the Calgary Stampeders beat the Ottawa Redblacks 27-16 to win the Grey Cup. To the NHL, and the Coyotes deal forwards Dylan Strome and Brendan Perlini to the Blackhawks for center Nick Schmaltz. And an entomologist at the Canadian Museum of Nature has named a newly discovered species of beetle, Cicodarus batistae, after former Blue Jays star Jose Bautista. For the AP, I'm Rob LaFrance with the Podcast One Sports Minute.